today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Do you know, restoring our access between towns and cities, etc., in Far North Queensland, this goes back to the middle of December last year. It's been just a mountain of work to be undertaken by Main Roads. And because it was so complex over such a big area and there were so many different types of damage on different types of roads, it's been a hell of a battle. Basically, they've staged the recovery. Now, in the early stages, of course, it was chaos because people fundamentally couldn't access the friends, the towns, the businesses they normally could because roads were buggered everywhere. But Ross Hodgman came on in the early stages and said, John, this is the challenge we face. And it was in different stages what they had to achieve to get back to anything like normal. So I'm just going to get an update from Ross. He's been very generous with his time on these particular matters, particularly those challenges to the north. And, of course, the Cook Highway is still a challenge. We know that to the north, getting through at night or any time of day, you've got to be aware of the restrictions that will apply at certain hours, particularly heading up to, for example, Port Douglas, etc. We've still got those issues on the Karanda Range Road, all of those matters. So we're going to get an update. He's the Acting Regional Director, Department of Main Roads, Ross Hodgman. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, John.
If you don't mind, can you just take us back right to the beginning of this mountainous challenge that faced you and your workers back at, let's say, the end of December, 1st of January. Just how big a challenge did you face at that stage here in the Far North?
John, it wasn't just a challenge for us. It was also a challenge for all the local governments in the area as well, with access and getting the roads open again, particularly with the ongoing rain. Saturated roads and trying to actually get in there to do the repair works while it's still raining is always problematic. It's been a huge challenge the whole way through since then, and we still face a fair bit of challenge in trying to get the repairs ongoing. But I'd like to thank the public for their patience with the ongoing repairs. It is, as you mentioned before, it's a massive effort. Unprecedented in the area and across the district at the time. The only road that we didn't have closed in the whole area was the Thursday Island Ring Road, and every other road in the whole area was closed at the start of or mid-December.
Which one was still open, did you say?
That was the Thursday Island Ring Road. That was the only state-controlled road that was still open. Yeah.
Wow.
Every other road was closed.
That is amazing.
The cyclone disaster. Yeah.
The Thursday Island Ring Road was our only salvation. Oh, that's bizarre. Can I just take you to, if you don't mind, the reduction in, what do we call, impediments for people. Where have you had that success? Where has it given you some satisfaction to say, oh, thank God, we've got that road open again and that gives access to this, that and the other? Give me a couple of those, if you don't mind, Ross.
John, the crews did a fantastic job in getting access to get the roads open again. Considering the amount of damage and the amount of rainfall that we had, some of the range roads, like Karanda Range, that they were able to get open within 4 days, albeit with some single lane closures where we've got those slips. Mm. And then also the work on the Captain Cook Highway, where they had to remove 50,000 tonne of material from the road, and there was something like 120-odd slips on those roads. Seeing that level of effort from the teams to get those roads open in the amount of time, Palmerston was another fantastic example where we had a massive slip on there, and to get that open within 2 months, considering the level of damage that we had, it's an inspirational effort from all the teams that were working on it.
Mm. I'm just blown away by the Cook Highway. You said 120 slips. Is that what you said?
That's right.
Hell.
So all different sizes and complexity, and each one of those comes with its own nuance that the teams need to address. So as the travelling public might know, we had some critical works to stabilise some of those slopes recently between Turtle Cave, Wongetti and the Rex Lookout. And that was the end of some emergency repairs that we were required just to keep the roads open and stabilised before we can get into the permanent works.
Wow. Up to the wrecks was one of your big challenges, obviously. Do you know, you talked about moving 50,000 tonnes, and that would be a huge task on roads that were secure, if you like. But these were on roads that must have, in the just moving on them without the 50,000 tonnes would have been challenging. So it must have been nerve-wracking at times, was it?
Look, we've got access to some really good geotech specialists through the department that came up to provide that support and assessment. Safety is always going to be our number one priority. So we will assess the geotechnical specifications and requirements for the road to make sure that it's safe for the roadwork crews to go in and do the work.
Obviously, that sort of work adds to the delays too, but people get impatient. But I think people like you coming on to talk about the challenges that you face helps people understand the difficulties and they don't get so hot under the collar, Ross.
Look, we can understand the frustration within the community, and we're doing everything that we can. Connecting the communities is our number one priority. We don't want to see any delays, and we don't want to see any unsafe areas on our road network. So I don't make any apologies for the time that it takes to ensure the safety of our road network, because sure, that's always going to be our number one priority.
Now, an update on access, 24-hour access between Cairns and Port Douglas.
So, John, I'm really pleased to say that the crews were able to provide that 24-hour access on Saturday, the 26th of July. They actually were able to do this ahead of schedule. We've still got some single-lane sections on there, but some of the works that were involved in stabilising those slopes to make sure that it is going to remain open.
Yep.
We had, what we've got is a process called soil nailing. And so these are long, up to 12 metre long, large nails that are drilled into the side of the hill to stabilise the road. So we had just in the Cook Highway section, we had 800 soil nails. And as I said, some of these were drilled into 12 metres into the hillside. Those single lane sections will remain, and as I said, they are setting it up for the permanent works that are currently in design and will go out for tender very soon.
What about nighttime access?
Nighttime access has been restored from the 26th of July, okay. So it's open 24/7
okay.
Now.
Okay, just while we're on the Cook Highway with the cane trucks, I noticed the signs up out there, you know, be careful. If you're queued up, get over to the left, etc. Be aware that the cane trucks, there are a greater number of them now because of the crisis up there at Mossman. Is that all working okay?
Yeah, look, we understand that there are some extra trucks on the road. Excuse me. I'd just encourage anyone that is queued at traffic lights, the last one in the queue, please pop your hazard lights on. That just helps provide a bit of advance warning to the drivers behind, and that's working well.
Yeah.
We haven't had too many reports that have come through to us of too many issues, but again, I'd like to thank the public for their patience with the extra vehicles that are on the road.
I'm so pleased you brought up the business that people quite quickly embraced the hazard lights to warn those approaching those issues. And it caught on in a matter of just a few days, I thought, and that was terrific.
Yeah, look, we've seen this across the whole state, and end-of-queue accidents is a concern because of the amount of roadworks that we have at the moment, but we also will have in the future. The recovery works that we will be doing, we've got to have those completed within a two-year time frame. So this is not a short fix. We are going to have long-term lane closures and roadworks over the next 2 years just because of the size and the complexity of the works that we will be addressing.
All right, let's go to Well, our access between Cairns and Karanda, obviously there's still delays there. Give us an update on that one, the Karanda Range Road.
Very similar, John. The designs are all underway at the moment. We will be going out for tender for the long-term works. We've had some questions and comments around the slope stability work that we've done to date. So I suppose an example of where we've done some previously remediated landslip sites, and none of these failed during Tropical Cyclone Jasper. So where we can get in and do those slope stability works, that obviously works for us. But it will be, a 2-year process for us to address all the works that we've identified on Karanda Range.
Is it stop-start for another 2 years?
It will be, yes, unfortunately. And it will be some night works as well. Because of the size of some of the works and to bring the large machinery in and to get the to allow the contractors the ability to actually address that large-scale works, there will be closures. And that's something that we're trying to manage and mitigate the impacts to the travelling public, particularly when with our vulnerable ranges that we've got, how do we coordinate the road closures across the whole area to minimise the disruptions to exactly. the public.
When you're talking about these... Sorry.
You're right.
When you're talking about these delays, and this is over an extended period of time, and particularly at night time, are we talking hours or days?
Some of the sites will be long-term. We're still trying to work through exactly what the road closures will look like, and once the contractors have been they've tendered for the job and provide their information around traffic management, we'll assess that, and then we'll assess across all the different work sites that are going on and how do we coordinate that across a large scale area. So this is unprecedented, John, where we've had just one site or two sites. This will be multiple sites and then multiple contracts where we've only got a 2-year time frame where we have to do all this work. So we will be working hard to try and minimise the impacts. Unfortunately, the public will be impacted with closures and delays, but we'll try and work those to the minimum. And we also work closely with emergency services vehicles as well to make sure that we can support them with their access.
Do you know, when you're talking these terms, you can't get your head around it. Is there any way you can sort of give us a description of the extent of this damage, put it into some sort of context that we can understand? I mean, this seemingly is unprecedented.
It is. Every range road that we have in the area was impacted. There's extensive works where some of the sites and the contracts going out up to $50 million worth of work, which is maybe more. They're still to be defined on some of these. So multiple sites and very complex where, for example, some of the remedies will involve piling, which is virtually like building a bridge in the slope to allow us to rebuild a road over the top of it.
Wow.
So again, getting the materials, getting the piling rigs, getting access to piles, doing the design and the geotech of what's going to work. And as I said, it's basic like building a bridge within the hill slope to make sure that the road is going to be there for the long term.
Well, this is information to take the breath away. I mean, obviously the huge workforce needed for something like this over a 2-year period too. There's another challenge, finding the skills.
It is indeed, and that's something that the team is working through with the coordination of the resources and working closely with industry. And John, we're also working closely with local government who have a very similar challenge ahead of them. We've seen the challenges for Douglas Shire, for example, on their roads, as well as Mareeba and some of the other councils where they're all competing. We'll all be competing for the same resources, so we're trying to work closely with them to help them with coordination of works as well.
Takes the breath away. Palmerston, just an update. Is that all okay now?
Palmerston, we've still got one single lane section that's closed on there. We're able to open up one of those, the two single lane sections through there. Again, Don, the long-term works are in design at the moment and we'll be going out for tender. It is significant work on all of our range roads.
You mentioned the challenge facing Douglasshire there for a while. That work north of the Daintree, has that still got a long way to go, or is it fundamentally restored now?
The councils are all in the same boat as us, John. Okay. So they will be working hard to put their tenders out for the long-term works. They've got the emergency access through at the moment. The roads are open for the communities, but they've got the same sort of challenges that we do across the state-controlled road network.
Oh, this has been a remarkable update. Really appreciate this, Rog. Absolutely comprehensive. And I think that it answered so many of the questions people have. It's been really helpful today. Thank you.
Look, and as I said, John, we really thank the public for helping keep our workers safe as well in driving through the roadworks. Just a reminder that, you know, with the traffic lights and the single lane sections, the traffic lights there, we work closely with QPS as well. Please don't run the red lights for the safety of yourselves, the general public. And if you do, you will be fined, and it's an offence to run a red light. And as I said, we're working closely with QPS to make sure that we're keeping everyone safe on these roadwork sites.
Appreciate this update today, Ross. It's solid gold. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks,
John. Ross Hodgman. He's the Acting Regional Director, Main Roads.